AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A pending trade war with two neighbors is on hold for 30 days, President Trump agreeing to delay plans for 25% tariffs after Mexico and Canada took steps to appease his concerns about border security and drug trafficking. But Trump also says virtually every country in the world is ripping off the U.S. when it comes to trade.
We have deficits with everybody. We help everybody. We've been helping everybody for years. And to be honest, I don't think they appreciate it.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas.
There are no winners in trade wars. United States and the U.S. start the trade war, then the one laughing on the side is China.
All the tariff talk sent stocks gyrating. The S&P recovered after news of the 30-day pause with Mexico. It closed down just 0.8%. Meantime, Mike Hempen reports President Trump's looking to dismantle USAID.
Staffers of the U.S. Agency for International Development have been instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters. But Democrats say that's illegal and are vowing a court fight. President Trump says Elon Musk has found a tremendous amount of wasted money.
He does have a good natural instinct. He's got a team of very talented people. We're trying to shrink government, and he can probably shrink it as well as anybody else, if not better.
Democrats say Musk is wielding too much power in Washington. Some Democrats tried to enter the agency's headquarters Monday, but they were blocked by officers. Thousands of USAID employees have been laid off and programs shut down in the 2 weeks since Trump became president. I'm Mike Hempen.
Salvage crews have recovered an engine and large parts of fuselage and are working to retrieve a wing from wreckage of last week's mid-air collision over the Potomac at Washington's Reagan National Airport. More human remains have also been recovered. 55 of the 67 victims have been identified so far. This is AP News. A three-team trade in the NBA has point guard De'Aaron Fox joining Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. Two-time All-Star Zach LaVine goes to Sacramento. Kevin Huerter and Zach Collins to the Bulls. A blockbuster yesterday. Gethin Coolball on how it looked last night.
The Mavericks were blown out 144-101 at Cleveland in their first game after their shocking trade of superstar Luka Doncic to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Dallas coach Jason Kidd says his team will need to regroup.
It's going to take time. He has been a big part of the franchise for, as you said, 6 years plus.
The Mavs were without Davis and Kyrie Irving in the loss. Doncic, Maxi Kleba, and Markieff Morris are headed to the Lakers. Davis and Max Christie to Dallas. The 25-year-old Doncic is a five-time All-NBA selection. Davis, a five-time All-NBA pick and nine-time All-Star. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The NBA trade deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.